Sometimes you want to know what's happening on Metafilter, but you're lazy, so you just listen to the podcast.
So this is podcast 37. Of the 37. Sorry, 36 is the last one. This is now the next one.
This is 36 plus 1.
And it's the first podcast without Matt.
Yeah, take that, Howie.
Because Matt Howie's in Hawaii. Somebody should write a song about that, actually.
Maybe. Hey, it's got a certain ring to it.
And we were like, hey, are you packing your headset? And he was like, are you nerds kidding me? And so we get to do it on our own.
fun behind the scenes look at how Metafilter works. Matt's constantly verbally abusing us. It's we just get up in the morning and he's like, hey, dip face, how is your face? And yeah. And then we cry and then we get to work.
And then he pretends that he's all nice to us on the podcast.
Exactly.
So unfair. So unfair. Well, yeah, I was looking around. I've been listening to Metafilter music all day, and I was trying to find the Bubble Bath song, which was the one that I really liked. And for some reason, like, it's not called that. Where is it?
Did you search for, like, Bubble?
I did. Bubble Bath Baby and Jimbo Jambo, and they're both by Shambles? Is Shambles a name that you recognize?
I recognize
that. Oh, here we go. Yes.
Life is hard and life is rough. Some folks think that they're so tough, and they make sure everybody knows. But there's something you can do if you're feeling sad and blue. Close the door and take off all your clothes and have a bubble bath, baby. Bubble bath, baby. Bubble bath, baby.
I am working off some sort of horrible, horrible nerd infection that I got at the puzzle hunt. So
yeah, that you.
I've got that Catherine Turner voice on, and it's really not doing me any good.
Sweet.
This is the song that I liked. In fact, Shambles did two songs. And I know you're going to be talking about, you know, your blah, blah, Songsmith and blah, blah, Microsoft and blah, blah. But I wanted to suggest some bumper music that maybe wasn't all Songsmithed out. And especially because Shambles isn't somebody I've seen a whole bunch of. She? They're real low profile. They've been a member since 2004, and they've made like 30 some odd comments, 5 music posts, and asked 2 questions.
It's a sleeper.
I know, but these 2 songs that I heard were great. They're toe tapping, and I enjoy them. So I just figured you would like it. One's a love song, and one's a song about bubble bath.
These are both good topics.
Yeah, and he missed his wife. It's all about missing his wife. I think it's sweet.
Oh, mumbo jumbo, didgeridoo, come on. Won't you rock with me tonight?
So tell me what you've been thinking of. You said you were going to talk about Songsmith. What are you doing? You're like playing WoW in the other screen.
No. I'm doing
this
with...
You're like answering your email.
I'm doing this with 2 laptops, and I was trying to play back Shambles music on the laptop.
What do you mean you're
the,
doing this with 2 laptops?
That's how I roll. I don't know. I seem to do this different every single time, but I was trying to listen to the Shambles song on the laptop that I've got the volume off on, and it wasn't really getting anywhere, and so I was sitting there staring at the screen and scowling and being unresponsive.
See, now I wish we had the video.
Yeah,
the video chat enabled.
We should have done that.
But people would be like, why are you sitting there in your hat and your like scarf? Doesn't Matt Howie pay for heat? And then we'd have to start the whole he's an evil taskmaster again. And
exactly.
I promised I'd stay positive.
Smile through the pain. We can do this.
Exactly.
Yeah, so Songsmith.
So yeah, you can just trust me on it and put them on. So yeah, let's talk a little bit about the music and Metafilter spanning thing that happened since the last podcast, which was whatever on the third, which is Songsmith.
Yes. So Songsmith, for those who completely missed it, there was a nice post on the Blue introducing it.
I'll track it down while you're chit-chatting.
Yeah. Basically, there was it's a project that came out of Microsoft, like Research Labs or whatever, and it's kind of a cool little research project, but they ended up announcing it as like a product at whatever the last tech thing that was going on where they were making announcements. So it's like Windows 7 and also Songsmith, and it's really
Pow.
Yeah, it's not really retail caliber stuff in my
well, what is it? It's like Windows only, so I don't even know what the hell it is, except not for you, you know.
Yeah.
So
what it is, the big idea with Songsmith is you can take this and say you've got a song in your head, you've got a melody, you know, you want to sing I like butts because they're great and I don't know how to make chords, so you go to Songsmith.
That's your example. That's
yes.
your example.
Wasn't that a good example there? Thanks.
I want another girl mod.
So you've got some song bursting out of you.
Point
but
taken.
But
okay.
you don't know how to write chords for songs because somehow
that is
didn't
like
happen.
What I do. You know, I get like little songs in my dreams at night, and you know what I do? I sing them into my camera in the morning.
And see,
and then
you might be the
record
target
them,
audience.
But then I'm stuck.
You might need to find a Windows box and try out Songsmith.
I have a Windows box.
Well, then
I just,
you should.
Yeah,
that's your issue to deal with, but. The point is, you take that song and you sing it into Songsmith just against nothing but a drum track, and then Songsmith takes that melody and it throws chords at it to automatically create this sort of arrangement for whatever you sang, and boom.
And is it like MIDI sounding crap, or can you set
it's pretty much MIDI sounding crap, yeah. It's actually using a piece of software called Band in a Box that's been around forever. And when I first saw Songsmith, I was like, huh, they sort of cloned Band in a Box. But reading further, I found out that they actually licensed it. So that's why it sounded so familiar. But yeah, it's sort of cheesy MIDI-ish arrangements of stuff. You know, it's competent, but none of it sounds good. It sounds like music from a cheesy Nintendo game.
Okay, that's all right, though.
But yeah, so then you've got your finished product, and it's got a couple different settings. You can pick a genre, so you can do like R&B, or you can do pop, or you can do rock. But again, none of them are particularly great. But you know, you sort of pick the style, and you can pick the tempo, and you can adjust two sliders. And this is their whole way that they manage the expressiveness of your song: is the happy slider and the jazzy slider. And if you turn that,
I saw somebody with a T-shirt that had like. That had the happy slider on it.
Yeah,
a Metafilter thing,
yes.
Or is that just some other person?
By God, I'll get there. That's how much Songsmith there has been going on. So anyway, you can adjust the happy slider. If you turn it up, it makes it happier. If you turn it down, it makes it sadder. If you turn the jazzy slider up, it's a crazy full of different weird chords. If you turn the jazzy slider all the way down, it's like super, super simple, like two or three chords. And that's
not
everything.
That woodly-woo bullshit.
Yeah. And I personally find it pretty much useless, but I'm probably not the target demographic at all, so, you know, take that with a grain of salt. But it really seems like it produces pretty bad stuff for the most part.
Because you can play your own instruments.
Yeah, and I can arrange my own chords, and I like to think I can do both better than what Songsmith actually produces. So, you know, but this having come out...
talking about your butts again.
Yeah, butts... But so people have been playing with this. There's this terrible, terrible video, this like 4 minute long demo video that's introducing the product, and it's super cheesy. And according to the guys in the video, who are the research team who made this stuff in the first place when it started out,
those chuckleheads are the research team.
Yeah, you know, so it's like all of a sudden you see this sort of ironic in house cheesy production. Okay, but again, Microsoft put this out there, so that excuse kind of goes away.
That was ironic? I thought they were just a bunch of goobs.
Well, I think...
I've never seen anything get 2 stars on YouTube before.
It's they're really setting... they're setting some records. They're breaking some new ground.
Can you hear that when I listen to that over my headset?
I don't hear it.
You didn't hear me starting to listen to it? So
no.
I can listen to it while you're talking?
Yeah, no, you're good.
Dude, 2,100 ratings and 2 stars on YouTube.
It's a pretty bad video. So that happened.
Oh my. Okay.
And what that's, I don't want to talk about it for actually half an hour because I'm just going to keep going if I don't watch it. But it occurred to someone fairly early on, and someone in this case, one of those someones was Mr. Zarquan, and he's the one who actually jumped on it to take that David Lee Roth isolated vocals from Running with the Devil that were going around. And did you come across that? The David Lee Roth?
Yeah. Thing? You know, yeah. I didn't know what a soundboard was until last week.
Oh, you missed the whole...
I know, right? So, you know, I sent it to Not on Display or whatever and was like, oh, look, this David Lee Roth soundboard. And he's like, what are you, 14? And I was like, what, what? Apparently everybody knows about these things but me.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, you and my friend Brian.
So that's how I came across this, yeah.
Yeah. So that was going around as just the isolated vocal pre-soundboard, like, months and months ago. Mr. Zarquan took that and just plugged it into Songsmith without making any attempt to match the tempo or anything. And then he just posted that on music. And everybody crapped their pants, and it's got, like, 5 million favorites at this point.
210.
210. That's like, 5 million. And,
it's the functional equivalent of 5 million.
Yeah, exactly. And it started getting picked up elsewhere. You know, he threw it on, he mentioned it on Twitter, and other people started mentioning it on Twitter. And
I saw it on Twitter.
Yeah, Waxy linked it, Kotke linked it. Yeah, a bunch of people picked it up. So it's been running around. And the Happy Slider thing was just
the t-shirt.
So amusing that, yeah, he decided to go ahead and make a Happy Slider t-shirt.
Now you know Mr. Zarquan, because he's like from Portland or from Seattle?
He's from Seattle.
He came to a meetup or something.
Yeah, and actually he's coming to a meetup next weekend, too, the 30th, I guess. So he's gonna crash in our basement. So, well, probably not the basement. It's cold down there. But
you have a guest room?
Yeah. It's a music room, too, but we've got an inflatable air mattress. So,
dude, that's nice. He sent me coffee, I think for, like, holiday time. So
nice.
He's like, you know, on my big favorites list.
Yeah, he brought me scotch.
And clearly a genius. Scotch?
Scotch.
Huh.
Yeah.
Maybe he's, is this what they call working the ref?
I think probably. He's probably totally exploiting the free scotch angle to get his t-shirt mentioned on a podcast or something like that. Which is pretty
and get that
shameless.
Swanky air mattress with his nose munched up against the synthesizer.
Exactly.
Classy digs for Portland.
Those days are over. You don't have to sell your body to the night. Roxanne.
But yeah, there was that, and there was a follow-up post when people outside of Metafilter started really doing the work to make, like, take isolated vocals and do a really good job of setting them to stuff. And there's a version of Roxanne by the Police that actually works surprisingly well in this crazy sort of upbeat salsa way. And there's a bunch
nice.
Of stuff that works really, really badly. And a few people on Metafilter did, like, original attempts at it, too. I recorded a few terrible songs with it just to prove it could be done. And
Are they up on music, or
yeah,
are they your
music.
Own secret?
We'll
cool.
link them. But,
okay.
But, yeah, so that's been eating, like, all of my meme space for the last couple of weeks. I haven't had time for any other stupid internet in-jokes because I've been so goddamn entertained by Songsmith. And to top that out, there was actually a couple decent research papers from them, like, back in 2008 when it was just a research project that kind of, I feel a little bit bad about slagging as much as I do, because the problem is this thing as a product, you know, as a retail thing, it's stupid, but...
As a thing you buy in a box that says you can be a musician.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of ridiculous as far as that goes, but as a cute little programming idea, it's kind of cool, and...
Well,
you know,
as a party tool, it seems fine. The idiot ad they have is like, oh yeah, I've got to make a jingle for my frickin' job. And,
yeah.
I mean, now that I know it's all LOL tongue-in-cheek, that makes a little bit more sense, but...
Yeah. So I feel bad if those guys have been having a bad... couple weeks because of all this.
I think Microsoft research jobs are good jobs to have. I think they get paid pretty well. I don't think they have this sort of, oh my god, we have to get this stuff to market. I don't think we have to feel too sorry for them. Based on the people that I know that used to work there, they
yeah.
were happy people.
And judging by that video, they're probably on really good drugs, so.
Yeah, yeah, how about that, huh?
But yeah, that's pretty much what I had going on with music.
Good. Well, besides the music that I was listening to that I enjoyed, I have not interacted with music too much except to be sending little songs to Not on Display to eventually be made into music stuff. We've been working on this cover song sort of a long distance for 6 months, maybe. So at some point, everyone will get to hear it. But back to projects. Anything in projects that you fell in love with? Because there was two things that I really liked, and now looking at them in projects, they've both been posted to Metafilter, so I guess they're like good things about Metafilter in addition to good things about projects. But one of them was The Straightener, who's like, you know, local favorite guy who has this, it's another, What are you laughing at?
This is a really compelling setup, that's all.
What? Well, it's a long thing. What? It's a long thing that he wrote that's got sort of videos and descriptions. It's a whole bunch of parts. I don't know if that's an actual video, but it's a whole bunch of parts about what, you know, inner city Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Schools are like, and it was posted to Metafilter where a lot of people sort of talked about it, and, you know, kind of the inevitable comparison is like, oh yeah, it's just like, what, I think the fourth season of The Wire. why are you laughing? What is the funny part of this?
I like how everything comes back to The Wire. Well, the content isn't funny. I've read a portion of his stuff, and you know, it's really good. It's really compelling stuff. I haven't seen any of The Wire yet, and the fact that basically everything on the universe becomes a Wire reference makes life difficult for me at times.
Oh, I'm sorry. Spoiler! Kids go to school.
Oh, shit!
This girl cuts this other girl. Let's see how else I can fuck this up for you. It ends after season 5.
You are
sorry.
So banned.
What are you going to do? Ban me now? People
yeah,
take my "I'm podcasting" chat thing to be an excuse to chat me. They're like, "Hi, are you podcasting?" Ah, but yeah, Durson's made a post about it, and it got 41 favorites, and then, you know, a whole bunch of 29 people voted for The Straighteners project originally, and it's just great. The Straighteners like a really good writer. He sees a part of the inner city that I think a lot of people kind of think they know, but don't really do this day in, day out work with. And
yeah.
I'm just sort of grateful that he continues to contribute. Comparing that to someone else I'm grateful for every day, but in a different way, is Plutor's
Velociraptor Roulette. Yeah.
Velociraptor Roulette. I don't even understand it, and I don't know where the random request was. Maybe it was at the meetup where Plutor like went, but not for long enough to actually be photographed. But when I clicked it the first time, I got a picture of a girl in a library, and I clicked it again, and I got a picture of a Velociraptor.
That's pretty much all you can ask for in a website.
Exactly. And it was also posted to Metafilter.
Yes.
Where only two people marked it as a favorite. For some reason, it was slightly underwhelming.
Which is funny, because I think a lot of people liked it. And I got more favorites on a comment I left in the project's thread after it got posted to the front page than the post got, which is kind of disturbing. But proves that people remember the dialogue from Jurassic Park, so...
Wait, say that again? What?
if you go to the thread on the front page, the one that got posted from projects, and as you note, it has
two favorites.
The thread
on the front page. Yes.
And then the project itself has 7 favorites if you go back to that. But
yes.
But I made a comment.
I don't have
thread.
To go back to it, man. I have tabs.
Yeah. Go over to it. Move laterally to it. Change your focus to it.
Change my focus.
Yes. But yes, I left a comment in the project thread just saying "clever girl" because in Jurassic Park, right before the like Australian big game hunter ranger dude gets gutted by the Velociraptors, like late in the film,
you haven't seen The Wire and you're explaining this to me?
Well, I'm just saying. I'm trying to
right, and that got 6 favorites.
Yes, that's
which
what
is
I'm
more
saying.
Than...
It's ironic. It got most of those favorites after the post went up. It got most of those favorites, which means people saw the post. Declined to favorite the post, but clicked through to the project post, read down to my comment, and favorited that. And as far as callbacks to Jurassic Park lines that I like, I'm okay with that.
Can you explain that again?
No. I'm dizzy now, and I need to sit down.
I am also dizzy. Wait, aren't you sitting down already?
I need to sit down even harder.
Are you talking about your butt again?
So
we're not half as interesting as we think we are.
So that's probably projects. what else was going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I
site.
Didn't really look at jobs that much because I figure I'm not looking for work and I'd be almost afraid to like see a job that I wanted. And, I don't know. Cognate needs someone to write them a letter.
You still? Know, it's man. Pretty... You know, I'm one of the people who didn't write him one in the first place, like, months ago.
Shut up. Really?
Seriously. I'm really bad at time management, as it turns out.
Well, it's a volunteer project, and how often are you going to... Wait, what? As it turns out?
Yeah, it's a shocker.
So this was a project that was up... Or a job that was up before? Is that what you're telling me?
I think, or maybe it was mentioned in a projects post a few months back. I don't remember exactly what the deal was. I know he's been working on it for a while. And hopefully he'll get it done. It's for... I believe it's part of a novel he's actually writing. It's like putting it together in sort of epistolatory format, or at least portions of it, via letters. So he's having different people write the letters.
Oh, get it.
So
yeah, okay.
Each letter's in a different person's, you know, handwriting for the different characters, I think is the idea.
Oh, like write them.
Yeah, so sit down and handwrite. Like, and that's the thing. I just never got around to sitting down and doing a 6-page long hand letter.
Wait, dude, shut up. Like, he just sent you text and all you had to do was like write it down.
Yep. I'm, yeah.
Here's the interesting part. All the ladies actually did the work already. And he needs more dudes to help him.
Yep. See, that's because...
And like, Metafilter's almost all dudes. I don't understand that.
Yeah, but we're all assholes.
It's really... Can you explain this to me again?
I don't understand it. I like to assume that I'm an outlier and other people are more organized than me, but I don't know.
I don't think that's actually true, actually, based on as someone who's organized but has many other sort of horrible qualities. No. Other people are probably not more organized than you. Oh, though I do like this job. Sorry, changing slightly. Photoshop wizard who can do this sort of creepy photo retouching.
That is an enticing...
Just because I enjoyed that website when it first came out, basically taking a photo of your child and turning them into a scary 2-dimensional robot doll Stepford wife.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Makes them look like those like crappy ceramic dolls.
Yeah. I don't understand why you would want to... I mean, some of these people actually look like people, but a lot of them... Oh, there's a young girl with a school of Hollywood babes. Oh, this is horrible. Huh. Can't look away. So, if you're good at creepy Photoshop retouching, you should contact Twee Biscuit, I believe, and give her a little bit of a bid per photo. That would be fun. I'd like to see myself redone as a totally creepy Stepford wife.
That would, wow. We should get a whole admin suite of those.
Like, I have no prom, right? I mean, like, when else are you actually, I'm not going to the, I didn't go to the inauguration. Like, these kind of fancy pants things that people, we don't have excuses for this kind of stuff.
Well, there's kind of a difference between fancy pants and creepy Stepford Photoshop.
But, is there? Is there?
Well, we could, you know, we could try and get photos of you and me and Matt and
PB.
PB and have
Backup
someone.
Backup Pintas.
You know, go at them and turn us into like weird plastic 20-year-olds, and
I would enjoy
that.
Time.
We'll have to look into it. We'll check with Twee Biscuit if they have some resources.
Good, maybe for the party.
Yeah. Come up with like a really bad like corporate video featuring those photos and cheesy overdub from the CEO, and
we can have 2-dimensional cutouts and people can get their pictures taken with them.
That'd be pretty sweet.
That would be great. I could wear a fancy outfit, but then I could show up in jeans and a t-shirt. I would enjoy that. Put it on the to-do list. You know, we used to have a to-do list on, like, Google Documents, like, how long ago?
Well, you know, I think what happened is PB came on board and has displayed so much capacity to actually be organized and get stuff done that we all kind of stopped paying any attention to the to-do lists because he would do it.
I guess that's kind of true. He kind of did everything.
So, PB, when you get a chance to listen to the podcast, make sure you put this on the to-do list.
Yeah, no
Thanks,
joke,
buddy.
Right? I was just chatting with him because, like, I was trying to, like, delete one of G-Man's comments, and then, like, I got a cold fusion error, so I got PB on the chat machine and was like, what's going on? And he's like, oh, sorry, I was doing this big search looking for all the incidences of block quote because I'm fixing block quote site-wide. Like, that's what he's doing on, like, a Thursday afternoon, fixing block quote. Matt's on vacation.
I didn't know that he was going to go back and fix them like that, and that's so awesome because that's exactly what I always would have wanted to do when we fixed block quote, but was afraid to ask because I thought Matt and you would just make fun of me. So,
for all we know, Matt may have made fun of PB
possibly
also, and PB was like, "No way, man, my code is clean," and Matt was like, "Or what's that noise he makes?" Oh, and then PB...
It's a combination of sort of like a, hey, what do you do, and sort of a tone of contempt to it.
I think it's just because he's you got a, like a deviated septum or something. But you know, I've been trying to find that Calvin and Hobbes cartoon where like Calvin and Hobbes are making fun of each other and they're like, oh yeah, you're like this, and then they make a face and do this funny like zombie walk, aggle, aggle, aggle. But it's really hard to Google, even with full text Calvin and Hobbes, because you're like this isn't really that unique and all the other words are nonsense.
Exactly.
So I'm putting it out to the podcast audience. If anybody can find me that comic strip, I would appreciate it. So, Metafilter, Ask Metafilter, what do you feel like next? Dude, we're going to put this down in 1 hour.
I guess, you know, there was a... Metafilter was kind of annoying the last week or so, you know? I mean, it's like...
Do you not like Obama? Do you not like Obama?
I
why don't you just say it right now and then we can just have it out?
I was polling for Mondale.
Dude, I'm from Massachusetts. Oh, I know what you mean, Mondale.
But, yeah, no, I mean, it's just sort of the natural thing. But, yeah, it's just been so busy. Like, the last couple of days, I've just been trying to survive mostly. Probably really ever since Monday is when it really felt like it was getting crazy. So, today's
just because,
been
are people
quiet.
Fighting? Like, I've been kind of sick, actually. So, I've been paying attention, but...
Yeah, with Matt in Hawaii, and you were, like, asleep for most of the day, like, Monday or Tuesday.
I slept through the inauguration.
Yeah.
The whole day.
Yeah, and it was Tuesday. And, yeah, so it was like... It wasn't completely insane. The site was being reasonably okay, but there was enough like random stupid things going on that like in one set of hands it was like, oh god, I just, you know, I'd
really like to have a sandwich, and yet
exactly, you know, I was gonna go for a walk and then I put it off and then I put it off and then it was dark. it was so I'm still kind of recovering from that, but hey, I guess we elected that guy president and he's president now, so
that election actually happened in November.
Well, yeah,
that was in November, the election.
It all came flying back. You know, it wasn't a hologram, it turns out. If you want more information about this, see the 27 posts on the front page since noon Tuesday.
Is that really true?
It's probably not.
Is that really true?
But it's a lot. We probably hit like a dozen Obama-related posts since noon Tuesday. There was that Meta talk just today saying, hey, and I think the general consensus there was, well, it's going to be kind of busy for the next few days and we're going to deal with it, but we'll start culling things as they get more and more weak sauce. And
why do you think Durson's can't just be happy?
I don't know. I think because
he lives in Portland. Is it because he lives in Portland?
Yeah, it's probably seasonal affective disorder, which is basically a national season-long holiday in Portland.
Oh, we just put on 15 pounds and turn on the electric sheets.
There was a good post from Language Hat I want to say it was like yesterday maybe, and this is one of those things where I see posts like this and I really am glad they happen and I'm glad they make people so happy and they make me happy like by extension, but
you're like blah blah blah, yeah. Ginger,
I don't read enough to really be able to get into it. You know, I have to wait for the
hey if Greg Nogg loves it, I games. Love it. Oh, sorry, go on.
No, that's all. Just you know, give me the Aliens comic book thread or the. There's a post just today about adventure games. It was a nice roundup. Or actually, maybe that was yesterday. Anyway, I like video games and comic books. Still, is basically what I have to say today.
But what's this post about? Language Hat's post. You're just saying that other people liked it, so maybe other people should check it out if they like things that
exactly.
other people like.
You know, if you like Wodehouse, people seem to be really, really impressed with.
I couldn't pick Woodhouse
here.
Out of a lineup.
Well, then you're right there with me. Well, yeah, I mean, Wooster and Cheese.
I'd like to talk about growing up Star Wars.
That'd be okay. You can talk about that now.
Wait, Wooster and Jeeves? What?
Yeah, well, that was Woodhouse wrote that.
Oh, I did.
And then Hugh and Laurie ended up, you know, doing the whole, you know, British television thing.
That house guy?
Yes, that house guy. That house guy and that Twitter guy.
Where?
Stephen Fry's totally a Twitter nut.
Are you talking about that guy on Twitter again? Matt Howey totally schooled me on that the last time we talked about him. I'm like, Stephen Fry is who? Matt's like, ah, he's the dude from the blah, blah, you know, like I'm the dumbest person alive,
well,
right?
He is the dude from blah, 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 so, you know.
Yeah, I had no idea.
So,
but now I know who he is, but I'm not friends with him on Twitter.
Yeah, I don't want to follow
Are you?
On Twitter that much. No, anybody who talks too much, I don't follow them.
I'm the same way. I follow all the mod team. Do you follow all the mod team?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, I think...
Yeah, I must.
Is Vaca Pinta on Twitter?
I haven't checked. That's what's giving me pause.
I'm going to check right now while we're talking about this.
Sweet.
But I would also like to talk about growing up Star Wars, because not only was it an awesome post, it's just a Flickr pool, right? Like, whatever, Flickr pool. But it's all, like, young... people our age, meaning between your age and my age, basically, like dressed up like Star Wars goons as like little kids.
Yeah, all the kids who were growing up through the actual initial Star Wars thing when it was like, you know, all the people who are nostalgic for it now because they're in their 30s or their 40s and they remember when they dressed up as Chewbacca for Halloween back in
and when it was the most amazing thing ever. When
yeah.
Star Wars was the most amazing, like, you to ask people, like, oh, what's it about? And they're like, dude, I can't even explain it. You've just got to go see it. Except yeah. You're 11, right? It's not like you're on drugs. It's that incredible, you know?
See, and I missed out on some of that because, I mean, I was born in 79, and so the trilogy was already done by the time I was starting to really pay coherent attention
watch
to
watch movies and stuff. But you had older sisters, right? Were your older sisters into it? Do you remember?
I really don't remember, actually. They were both girls, you know?
I think, right?
Yes, they've decided to stay with their original genders. I don't know. I don't know if either of them were that big into it. I mean, I know I liked it, but I was pretty big into He-Man, you know, was my first sort of big toy franchise. And Back to the Future was a pretty cool movie. I remember being in on that. But I kind of missed the initial wave, I think. I was a little too young.
Yeah, I could see that. Mostly, I just wanted to talk about this photo of Kolchev again. Because really, if we could pretty much bring this up in every single podcast.
It is just about the greatest fucking picture ever.
Isn't it? I mean, I actually became like Flickr friends with a whole bunch of other Miiphites who were like, no, here's an even dorkier picture of me. I don't think I actually had a dorky Star Wars phase, but I like this one too. What is it? Asbestos McPinto? Asbestos McPinto, I'm sorry. But it's one of those adorable, you know, like two little kids, one of them dressed up in the whatever and one of them making a little face under his Chewbacca mask. And it was another one of those threads where everyone's just like, kind of adorable, and it made people really happy. I've got to check my own favorites and see if there was anything else. What else did you see on Metafilter that you loved besides the fact that, you know, the inauguration, fuck, it's over?
Let me see. What was there? I'm trying to page through the stuff I haven't commented in a few days in my recent activity or something. But, man, I don't know. My
I can hear the little roller
blank.
Mouse.
Yep.
Yours makes a funny noise.
It's, you know, I think it's on its way out. I think it may...
That's its death rattle? Is that what you're saying?
And it's noisier in the up direction than the down direction. The down direction still sounds kind of smooth. But you know what? Like, my entire recent activity is filled up with MetaTalk threads. Like, MetaTalk and a couple of music threads. I don't think I spent any time on the Blue this last couple of weeks, except for Songsmith and deleting comments from Obama threads.
Well, it's nice that you can admit it.
I'm comfortable with it. There was the Sistina thread. It hasn't really exploded or anything, but I do like the idea. We've had haiku threads and limic threads, but someone made a post the other day about Sistinas. or maybe it's pronounced differently and I am showing my lack of familiarity again, but how else would you pronounce it? Sestina?
Sestina.
It's probably Sestina, yeah. hey, check it. Take a look at my Sestina. What do
you
got?
You know, Wikipedia doesn't actually say how to pronounce it, the fuckers. Oh, I guess if I look it up in the free dictionary, they'll explain it. Harbor Bar.
There was actually there was one thing I really did love, and this is also from the last couple of days, but there was a post about something constructed in Conway's life, or the game of life, as it's also
Oh, this
called.
Is where you're like, blah, 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 diplomacy, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
I won't go into detail on this one. If you are interested in Conway's life or Cellular Automata, then it's an awesome post because someone managed to build a gigantic structure that moves along at a reasonable pace, and it's just a ridiculously complicated machine built in this tiny sort of model universe. And it just
I can appreciate that.
Yeah.
You know what I like about Metafilter is that there's, you know, the poetry post for the poetry people and the Wodehouse post for the Wodehouse people and the Conway Life posts for you.
Exactly.
And the Star Wars posts for me.
Yeah. It's a smorgasbord of goodness.
And this post, I don't know if this was in the last podcast. It was posted on the 3rd, which was also when the podcast was posted. And I remember the last podcast came out incredibly quickly.
Yeah.
So I'm not totally sure. Let me check my... I guess we talked mostly about the... I don't think we talked about Metafilter at all, actually. So I just enjoyed this. Well, because we talked about the best post contest. But it was just like little programs for system administrators, and they're like just kind of like funny joke programs. So they're like little coding jokes. And it was like, you know, January 3rd at 5 in the morning, and it's just a page of them, and they're adorable. So one of them is like a little script that makes your console keyboard sound like it's a mechanical keyboard. Like it sounds like you're typing on a typewriter. It just plays little sounds, including the whoosh sound when you hit the end of the thing. Something replenishes your system zombies. I can't remember if we talked about this last time or not.
I don't think we did, because I think I would have mentioned how much I love that they have not only 3 ROT 13, but N ROT 13, if that's not enough encryption for you.
and you can customize it.
Yeah, yes, I don't think I would have missed that.
No, and maybe, which does user bin maybe, which is a companion to user bin true and user bin false. it's just, yeah, it's like a little chuckle thing, and it was an adorable post because, again, the people who got the joke were all there, and they were like, hur, 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 it's very, very funny. And I got, like, most of the jokes, right? So I could be like, I get it, it's funny! but I didn't get all of them. And then everybody else just didn't even bother, you know? So, I don't know. I sort of enjoyed it. And then somebody linked to, somebody linked to what they said was Rick Astley, never going to give you up, but it was actually Revenge of the Nerds. So yeah, Metafilter, I didn't spend that much time there in the last 2 weeks either because I was sick and I was at the Puzzle Hunt.
I think that place is kind of overrated. I think I'm going to start hanging out on Fark more.
Fark!
They have better news of the weird.
You know what's got better news for the weird, though? Fox. Seriously.
Yeah.
What is that noise? What do you call that noise?
I don't really have a name for it. It just comes out of me sometimes, unbidden.
Caviar and cigarettes, well-versed in etiquette, extraordinarily nice. She's a killer queen, gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. Recommended at the price, insatiable in appetite. Wanna try?
Well, over to Ask Metafilter then. My very favorite post. What?
Please go on.
No, you please go on.
I was just going to say, boy, there was a lot of stuff in Ask Metafilter.
I'm sorry I waited for that. Okay.
See, I regret even starting to say it.
My favorite post in Ask Metafilter, even though it was a little weird, I'm not sure if it was my favorite, but it was definitely the one that I remembered the most, was the animal eating contest. And it wasn't just about, like, It was basically like, okay, I've got this dumb bet with my friends who can eat the most animals. And you're like, oh, yeah, okay, okay, don't forget shrimp. But the question is all about how do we figure out what constitutes an animal? So then there's a list of, like, you know, the first day's eating, which was 11 animals. And it's all, like, animals you think are an animal. A clam's an animal. A crab is an animal. But then they're like, okay, you know, do we count, like, different kinds of salmon? Do you count different kinds of fish? Do you count different kinds of et cetera, et cetera?
And then it became speciation and...
Exactly. How do you decide what's a different animal? And people talked about taxonomy and a whole bunch of other stuff. And, you know, pork, bacon, and ham are all the same. You know, I've noticed my supermarket is moving the bacon closer and closer to the entrance. Have you noticed that?
You know, I'm actually still adjusting to a new supermarket. Ever since we moved out of downtown, we've been getting used to a Fred Meyer's instead of a Safeway, and they have completely different philosophies on how they organize stuff. And the Fred Meyer's is a lot bigger too, so it's actually really just been kind of a disorienting couple of months as I try and figure out where stuff is at all.
Mine's totally the opposite. Like, I've been going to the same supermarket for roughly 6 years, and it's now, like, right up the street from me, so I go all the time. And they had kind of a dramatic reorg, and now there's a big TV in the produce section and a whole bunch of other bullshit. But one of the things that I notice is that the bacon is, like, the first thing you see when you walk in the store now. It used to be in the back corner with the rest of the freaking meat, right?
But now it's, like, right there.
You just came in and you want bacon in a six-pack. What?
I would say probably the main reason I don't buy bacon every time I go to the store is I don't see it every time I go to the store. If they stocked the bacon, like, next to the Wrigley's and the People magazine, I would walk home with bacon whether I needed it or not. I was surprised how expensive bacon has gotten.
I eat it out all the time, but I rarely buy bacon in the store. But now it's right by the entrance, so perhaps I'll buy it some more. But back to animals we could eat that aren't pigs. I just enjoyed this question very much because, I think the person asked it sincerely. It had 18 favorites, and people were in a lively conversation about it without a little too much kind of herf derf blar blar kind of stuff. So,
yeah,
I enjoyed it.
I'm thinking we should maybe start calling out unanswered questions that sound like they really deserve an answer.
Hey, that's
maybe
a good
maybe
idea.
Maybe just
Find
remind
one.
People that the unanswered tag is even there.
In fact, we can just do some dramatic readings from them.
We could. Let's see. Where is this? See, now this is something that excites me because this is the sort of question I could find myself asking. But looking
is this
for
the rubber band one?
No, but that one's good too. No, this is looking for a compact Chinese character frequency chart with English pronunciation key for Cantonese, which that just sounds like someone's trying to do some kind of... awesome stuff with maybe natural language processing or statistical linguistic stuff. And so, yeah, if you know about compact Chinese character frequency charts with English pronunciation keys for Cantonese, get to the unanswered tab.
I don't even understand that. I mean, I guess I sort of get it. That's cool. I don't need to understand it. There's also the stumped tag. One of my favorite things about the unanswered page is that it also pulls in a sidebar of the stumped questions.
Ah, yes.
Which includes an image of circular puzzle of a dark ocean illustration from the 80s and this poor man who wants to build a futon frame out of wood but doesn't like any of our suggestions.
There's a name that song question that didn't get answered. This is
really?
This is impressive. I didn't think those ever didn't get answered.
Let's see. It's a video on Hulu. I was talking to my dad about Hulu today. He's like comparing all sorts of wacky ways to watch television online and wanted my opinion on Hulu, and I had to say I didn't know much about it.
It's pretty good. We've actually been using it a lot.
What's it for? It's watching television on the computer?
Yeah. You know, it's like a legal thing set up by a couple of the media companies, I think. I think like Fox and CBS or something like that have actually set it up. So it just shows TV and it's, you know, streaming reasonably good resolution, commercial breaks that are like 15 or 30 second stings. Most of the ones we see end up being like public service announcement, ad council things anyway. So I'm really, really sick.
I don't mind those
Smokey
ads very much except when they tell me not to smoke. Yeah. You're sick of Smokey the Bear?
We've seen.
I'm sick of the drug hysteria ads.
The which ones?
Drug hysteria. Like,
oh, you know, wait,
your kid's on drugs and now he's going to get it. Well, I haven't watched a lot of TV since.
Yeah,
you know.
The ones on Hulu are mostly try not to set things on fire and don't forget to eat cheese sandwiches because they'll make you burp really loud.
Wait, what? Really? Cheese?
Yeah, cheese sandwiches. It's, I don't know. It's hard to explain. The government apparently thought it was a good advertising campaign. And cheese sandwiches are pretty good, so I guess I have to give them that. But
they are delicious.
But yeah, no, it's just like it's like short commercial breaks and then, you know, whatever. And they've got a bunch of stuff up there. They've got movies and TV shows. And I'm liking it for like there's a bunch of TV shows that I watched when I was bored in five and it was the summer that that my wife really didn't watch because she didn't watch so much TV as a kid.
Sure.
So we get into conversations about like ALF or the A-Team or whatever and Hulu has a bunch of that stuff. So I was like, hey, let's go watch an episode of ALF. And it turns out that ALF isn't really nearly as good as I remember it being. But but at least she knows what ALF looks like now, like in context. And but we've also been watching, there's a show, Regenesis, that's like a Canadian biomedical drama that's actually pretty good. I mean, it's not like the best thing ever, but
it's so you
good.
Can watch like BBC TV, that kind
of
stuff?
Yeah, if they've got it on there.
So
yeah, it's really all over the map what they've got. They've got a ton of stuff now. So it's a decent way to just sort of watch something without having to put out too much effort because you just go to Hulu, load it up, and say play, and boom, you're good to go.
Can I watch Kenny versus Spenny?
I don't know. You'd have to go check it out.
Can I watch Big Bang Theory?
Maybe. I think they're gonna have that. I don't know. You'd have to go look yourself.
But all right, I'll go look. Let's back to Ask Metafilter.
Oh, I guess.
I want to talk about television.
Whatever.
We could have, you know, a side podcast that was all about media consumption.
Just nothing but stuff that you'd need a TV to understand.
So what have you watched on TV? Right. This was the other Ask Metafilter question that I really liked in the last 2 weeks was the ice falling from tall buildings filter, because this is, of course, a concern for me, living in rural America, but not so much because our buildings aren't very tall. But like you're in Chicago, right? And ice falls off buildings. And about once a year, according to the poster Ponderance, some poor bastard gets mushed. So where do you stand in order to avoid getting mushed? It's a physics question.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty good. I can get behind that.
But of course, everybody says, call Mythbusters and have your wife put on a hard hat. Not super helpful. Oh, and then the other one that I really liked, only because I enjoyed my personal answer to it, but I think other people's answers were great too. I want to become a better geek.
Oh yeah, I didn't read into that one. I initially saw it and I was like, I don't know if this is
you were all
well,
too
well,
poorly, TLDR, so. TLDR.
Yes. Whatever. I'm already good at being a geek, so fuck y'all.
Yes, the pink superhero did mention early on that having a whole bunch of self-hatred is really an important part of the whole thing. But I thought lots of people had, good information about how to become a geek, but Indecent had a very sweet, you have to totally love what you love and not care if other people don't love it and just, like, go love it even more.
Well,
with
Yeah, that seems like kind of the core thing. I mean, that's as far as an actual useful definition, it's always been that sort of notion of really just being passionately about something, especially being passionately about something that doesn't fall into some sort of like classic cliche notion of passions. You know, I think you can. Well, I know you can be a pottery geek because I know some hardcore pottery geeks. And
sure.
But you know, if you're watching on a soap opera and you see someone, they have a passion for pottery and it's like a scene from Ghosts, you know, is what people think of. But then you start talking about, Ghostbusters or Cellular Automata or something like that doesn't have any sort of romantic connotations to it. But then you just get the fuck.
But it's really not cool. Yeah.
And that's
not necessarily cool.
Yeah, until it becomes cool, and then you're like, fuck you, I was here first.
Right. I've always loved Star Wars. Yeah, and Decent's quote was, the best geeks are so fucking into Ghostbusters or whatever that if someone were to come up to them and say, you are a total loser for liking Ghostbusters that much, they won't care that someone is bad-mouthing them. They will just be glad that someone wants to talk about Ghostbusters.
Yep.
He's been so sweet ever since he had that kid.
They screw you up. Break your will.
The little potato face child. What else did you see?
One other thing, and this is sort of meta talk and sort of music, I guess sort of both, but Miko made a post announcing the return of the RPM Challenge, which is the February album in a month project where you have to write and record and do everything for an entire album in February. And a bunch of people have sort of piped up to say they're doing it, and yeah, I think it'll be a good time. I'm going to try and do it now that I, you know, have the sweet work-from-home gig and don't really have an excuse not to. And yeah.
I'll take some extra shifts for you because I've been slacking over this last inauguration week. It's the least I can do.
We can figure it out. But yeah, so if you're thinking I should record 30 minutes or 10 songs of music next month, why am I not doing that? Then you should
head on over to Metafilter Music Talk. Is that what it's called?
I just call it Music Talk.
Okay.
I don't know. It's sort of an informal taxonomy, but I think
Music Talk
is what we're going with it. I just say music.
I think that's going to be your noise from now on. We're going to make a soundboard for all the mods.
I was going to say, we need to moderate a soundboard. But yeah, I don't know. I think that's all I got.
Good. You know, I think so too. And oh, look at the time. It's 7. Well, or 4, or whatever. It's an hour later than when we started talking about this.
Yeah.
So I'm going to press my stop button.